When you got nothing to lose, you got no reason not to try.
Hello, you know? And welcome to the Somewhere in Ohio completely unedited mock podcast where we discuss Ohio community development. This episode, we talk and celebrate NACEDA's 10th anniversary and their new publications. We were approached by the fantastic Suzanne Gunther to talk about Brittany Hudson Clemens' article, Has the Term Community Development Run Its Course? I'm Lisa Much, Communications Development Director for Ohio CDC Association.
I'm Melissa Miller, Associate Director.
I'm Alana Perez, VISTA Program Manager.
Right. So, inaugural podcast. So we read this article. Overall, what are your thoughts on this?
Overall, I would say that the article touched on a lot of good points, but where something I felt that was vastly missing and something we deal with every day is the phrase CDC. So not even speaking about community development, but the phrase CDC being problematic for ourselves and our industry as a whole.
How do you mean?
Well, we often get phone calls to here at the office for the Center of Disease Control. While they do good work, I don't know anything about MRSA or any other communicable diseases.
Tainted meat.
Yes. So, at one point in the article, it mentions about it. There's a disconnect in the public, in the media, and they don't have a real sense of what the term means, which I agree with 100%. And often when they hear the terms and people speak in acronyms, as we often do, they go to Center of Disease Control, not Community Development.
Right, unless they have some sort of a background in it.
Yeah, unless they're in the industry.
Right. Alana, what do you think?
Well, even then, even if we're using acronyms, the acronym is still Community Development Corporation. So it still has the community development aspect to it. And I think what this article did really well was it asked a bunch of questions and kind of left it open-ended and open to our own interpretation. But it also, I mean, it was brief. And it, like Melissa said, it brought up a bunch of great points, but I didn't. And I guess this is kind of the point. There isn't really an answer. Like, we don't have an answer, which is could be beneficial, but it also means that we're at a point in the community development, air quotes around that, industry. There's this, like, sense of confusion, and we're kind of, like, in this weird limbo place where we know it's probably not the best term, but we don't have a replacement.
Right. I think it has its sort of usefulness, because the other thing it talks about is it definitely has its roots in the 60s, and none of us were around then. So there's also that perspective, is all of us are fairly newer to the industry. Mm-hmm. But I like to think of it as more member driven. So, like, when I'm out and I try to tell someone that I work for Ohio CDC Association, they're always like, CDC? And then I give a spiel, which we made because we did some rebranding work a couple years ago, where we broke community development down into 5 buckets, and we did affordable housing, community economic development, food access, financial empowerment, and community engagement, and it's sort of our elevator speech. And people start to get it really quickly, but almost every single time when I say this too, if I'm in Columbus, I'll say, oh, so locally our members are HomePort or ECDI, and that really resonates. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's easier to define who you are by, like, pointing out, like, organizations, which more is a question of who are we and not community development as a whole. Mm-hmm. So I would argue that it needs to be more member-driven, whatever we call it, because I feel like, and I guess maybe that's the point because it's an ACETA publication, whoever, I mean, the perspective of this seems to be coming more from CDC associations. Mm-hmm. And some, at least some of our members call themselves CDCs, but some of them don't. And whatever it is should be coming up from them, however they define themselves. Like, we can make parameters and ideas, and I think you, Melissa, and membership do a good job of that, of helping people understand, but we shouldn't be the ones telling them what it is.
Yeah, I, from the membership standpoint, I have two points of views as in for what you just said. One being from the membership standpoint, I do think it should be member driven, and I often do get people that call that are non-members and interested in our association saying, well, we're not a CDC, or we want to start a CDC. And I have to go over with them, well, what do you mean when you say that? Like, because if you're doing work to uplift your community, then you're a CDC. There's no set definition of what community development is. However, I will say that to counteract that, though, from a branding standpoint and thinking about member-driven, we as the leaders of the community development atmosphere, not just speaking of us in this room, but from associations across the United States, should consider getting a collective cohesive language, because it's not just a matter of marketing to our members or prospective members. It's that larger picture of what is community development and what does it mean to be doing that work. And so if it were member driven, I would say we would have to think on a national scale. So there's that cohesive from coast to coast language.
Would that give room for, because a lot of like our members are local and they are working locally in their community, and I mean I don't know if creating like across the board, even if like they're vague, would we still like want to give room to, you know, I mean, I don't know where I'm going with this, but like, if, like, how do we address local problems if we have an across the board, you know, coast to coast definition?
Yeah, it would be a challenge. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the method or how to effectively answer that would to, however, I think there needs to be a hybrid model. So right now, when we did our rebranding a couple years ago, we did keep it as open and as inclusive as possible. And I would imagine if there were anything on a national scale, and if this larger network of the associations working together, that there would be that similar mindset. Because there needs to be an understanding for the larger, broader audience of what this work is. Because if a person is coming to us because they're already interested in doing the work, or they have some kind of understanding, so it's pretty quick to explain, or if you're explaining to someone in the community, it's pretty easy to say, oh, this organization over here and that organization there. But then even doing that is putting parameters on how they view community development. Because the organization could be mostly focused on housing, or even if they're not, that's all they know about that organization. Right. So it's, you know, so I don't know what the answer is to solve it, but there would have to be a hybrid of a national and member-driven
model. Tenets, maybe, like, these are the tenets of community development. One of the words I saw in, because so we were talking about buckets before, and I think the article spends a lot of time talking about affordable housing and how people view that, and that is a bucket, And I don't think that's going to stop being a bucket because we still have an affordable housing problem in this country. But some of the words I pulled out from this article was vibrant, which vibrant's in our mission statement, vibrant neighborhoods or communities. And then one of them I saw was revitalization, which is fair. And that's an idea too, but that gets into its own murky area too, and I don't know if we want to get into that, but I know at least our board, BP, talks a lot about revitalization versus stabilization, mm-hmm. and there are different organizations doing different things, and they're both community development. So I don't really have a point with this. I'm just throwing some stuff out.
No, I think, well, no, you do touch on a large part of the article, which is housing is important, but then also the other umbrellas that they mention are important. So I guess in the end, how do you come up with a catch-all term, but also without
just being ridiculously vague?
So what's the middle ground? Like, and a lot of the things are overlapping. And it's even hard for me to kind of remove myself from knowing what community development is and what this the larger picture is without, really fully see the issues with the phrase community development.
Right.
Housing is related to, is arguably also related to economic development, because you would want a cohesive plan that's doing both to revitalize or sustain a community.
I mean, when they're expanding the Ohio Housing Trust Fund, one of the key phrases they were saying is housing is foundational, which it is, because I've run into many people that work in education and they talk about, you know, housing for these kids. Like, it's all connected, right? So
great pun.
That's what I said, and nobody got it when the OHTF campaign was happening.
A house was built on a foundation.
Yeah, no, it was lost all last summer. Ugh. All right, we have to take a break. This episode is brought to you with encouragement from ShelterForce, the voice of community development. ShelterForce is the only independent, non-academic publication covering the worlds of community development, affordable housing, and neighborhood stabilization. Dedicated from the beginning to everyone working to empower and support low-income communities, ShelterForce provides a venue for conversations that need to be had on topics from community planning to racial equity, housing affordability to homeownership, and the future of community development. Get their weekly newsletter in your inbox today by going to www.shelterforce.org. And we're back! Also in the Shelter Force, they talk about a lot of the conversations here and the stabilization too.
Mm-hmm.
Stabilization versus revitalization. Fun. Going back a little bit to what was interesting as we're talking about the national conversation, Terry of the Florida Association at the last paragraph talks about, I need to just reiterate some of the stuff we're saying. Part of the struggle right now is trying to think about what a word means, Terry says, and part of what I'm processing is, if I say revitalization, am I leaving out something that's a part of this or not? And so I guess my question with this is, do we think it's possible to find a term that is appropriate and comprehensive that is not community development?
From what I understand is like community development, since it's such an old word, it's grown into its own identity. That what the problem is that it doesn't really, like, what we're doing now, the term doesn't encompass it. But I don't think it's like a bad term. Like, I think it's a good term even for what we're doing now. It's just, it already has this, like I guess, baggage with it that, like, we don't, like, and we're trying to figure out how to get rid of this baggage for this word, which is not a bad word. It just, you know, people understand it in this one certain way, and it's really hard to change how people think about it. And so our solution is just think of a new word. But like you said, what could that word possibly be? other than like community development. Like, there's a reason why we're using it to explain all of these things right now, even if that's not widely understood.
One phrase that's in this article that I did like, and I haven't heard before, but I'm sure it's out there, is inclusive development, which I felt was pretty encompassing, because then you're not talking about revitalization or sustainability. You're not talking about, what are you talking about, economic development, housing development? No, you're talking about inclusive development to make sure everyone in that community or whatever the service area is being thought of and included in this larger picture. But I want to go back to something you just mentioned, Alana, and community development's not a bad term. And when people mention it and you explain it to them, even if they're not familiar, they get it and they're on board with it. I mean, you would have to be a real monster to be against community development. So do you think that we should be having a conversation about a rebranding of the phrase community development and not even bother with this, like, finding something else?
I mean, I think it's always easier said than done, and that would be ridiculously hard, like, to change people's perception of a term, but it's doable to, like, reclaim a term for what it is now. And I mean, I don't know, especially if people are have been in this industry for, like, decades, of course they're not going to have a problem using community development to explain what they're doing. It's like people that might be new, you know, and they're like, oh, I feel like this has a certain connotation, and it might just be easier to think of a new word, but like I said, we'd have to come up with that term. I think it's doable. I don't know how long that would take, how willing people would be. It's kind of just up in the air.
Especially nationally?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess one of the reasons Suzanne Gunther had mentioned that we talk about this specifically was we at Ohio CDC Association have considered changing our name because, again, we've gotten bunches of calls. We've gotten faxes with sensitive information. And probably a solid half of our members don't consider themselves CDCs. Does that sound right?
I would say, yeah.
Although I think all of them
do CDC work.
Yeah, all of them acknowledge they do community development work, and I think that term, I don't want to speak for them, but I suspect the term may resonate to at least to some extent. But we also have had conversations internally, and we don't really know what to call ourselves if not Ohio CDC Association. Another problem with Ohio specifically is we have a lot of organizations with fun acronyms. Don't step on other toes and be confused with a different org.
Yeah.
If you have ideas, send them to us.
Yes, we are welcome to any name suggestions you might have for the Ohio CDC Association.
I wonder if we could do, like, an acronym based off of our five, like, buckets.
They all start with C's, pretty much. And food access.
Food access.
Yeah.
Any lingering thoughts on anything in this article?
No, I think it touches on a lot of good points, but ultimately it ends with they're not really giving us an answer one way or the other, and I would kind of mimic that and say, yeah, there is no answer that could be decided on in the near future. It would be a huge undertaking, whether it be rebranding or coming up with a new phrase altogether.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, if someone were to take on the task of rebranding, there's no, like, enforcement of it. if that makes sense. So, like, I mean, like you said, there's no legal definition, I believe, at least in Ohio.
Not in Ohio, no.
Yeah.
Some states do.
Yeah, some states.
Mass does.
I believe Massachusetts has a set.
But even if we weren't speaking legally and we're just thinking, like, hey, as an industry, this is what we should do, there isn't really much that we can do to, like, enforce that change or, like, promote that change other than, like, you know, positive thinking and talking to people, which is impossible to talk to every single community development organization in the nation. I guess it's not impossible. It would just take a really long time. And I just don't know if that's viable.
Or if it's the best use of resources. Really, we have to help communities.
Community organizations.
The important thing is the conversations are going, which was done through this article, through NACIDA's 10th publication, and through ShelterForce. Make sure you subscribe to ShelterForce. Also, check us out on Twitter at @OhioCDC and www.ohiocdc.org.
Until next time on Somewhere in Ohio.
Community development corporations improve the quality of life and generate economic opportunities in Ohio's communities. If we can, so can you. Get involved with your community today.